What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Nobody, you are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Hope your Friday is going well, and a very good morning and welcome. On the line this morning is regular guest Craig Hunter, Deputy Principal of Rehoboth Christian College. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, Mike. Good to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you today. Now, what are you, just sitting back, taking it easy today, having a coffee with your feet up? Is that what you normally do today?
Well, I did plan to get a takeaway coffee, but the coffee shop was closed.
What?
So, I know, so I might have to just hunt around a bit for a good coffee.
Indeed. Now, talking about things being closed, we're expecting to have some good news a little bit later today. But it'd be good to talk to you about some of the activities in the holidays that that the kids could get up to and keep them busy, regardless of what that looks like next week.
That's it. And, you know, the challenge with kids at home as they get a bit older is technology. And, you know, nothing wrong with technology. It's certainly a digital world. Our kids, it's part of who they are. But it can be addictive, it's instant, and I think they're losing out on some of the other things that they can be doing, like puzzles, nature, yeah, going down the park, playing games, jigsaws. There's so many other things to do that can help them stay occupied.
Played some old school. What about some old school board games like Monopoly?
Not a big fan. We have a game called Catan. Catan is one of the biggest games, and we love that game. That gets a bit heated. Not as bad as Monopoly. I think when I was a kid once, I still remember throwing the Monopoly board all over the lounge room and my brother and I fighting for about an hour at least. Almost. I don't know how I survived. A few scars left on Monopoly. Apparently Beck's the same, I've heard.
Indeed. Oh, too funny. And it's good fun though. So reading. Tell us about that. The best thing you can encourage our kids to do.
It is. And you know, it's not just about the educational benefit. It's the fact that it helps their spelling, comprehension, their writing. It just provides deep learning. And I think that if we understand that reading is so much more powerful than just a book, it actually opens up a whole world to our kids. And it's so important to encourage them to read. And sometimes the challenge for parents is finding the right book and the right thing that's going to help them. And that's what I want to chat about today.
Interesting. Now, Craig, just on that, when you talk about, it's ironic that we were actually talking to Natalie Nichols, education specialist, a little bit earlier, but we were talking about readers. But I guess that's where it all starts with our young ones, so it's good to encourage them early. What are you, just before we go to a break, thoughts on, you know, in this, you mentioned technology. What about audiobooks and digital books?
You know, they can be helpful. I actually like listening to audiobooks when I'm traveling or things like that, but there's nothing about the printed page, the ability to decode it and read it and understand it. And I think that definitely the way to go, if you can, is a printed book, but it's finding the right book. And I think about my kids, they had to read, but it was finding the right book that unlocked them to enjoy reading. And that's probably the hardest part for our kids. And certainly a book can do that, more than an audio or digital book, if possible.
Yeah, okay. All right, Craig, so we'll take a break. We'll come back, and you're going to give us your top five great books recommended. Now, this is for the age group of roughly between 8 and 12?
That's it, you know what I mean? And Natalie was talking about probably the beginning readers from about 4 to 8. And this is like, what's the next step? And there's a great market there and some great books out there that might encourage your kids in that area as well.
Good on you, Craig. We'll put you on hold there. We'll come back and talk some more. My guest on the line this morning, regular guest, is Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. Back after Andrew Rip and Jericho. To Andrew Rip and a great song, Jericho. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is Deputy Principal of Rehoboth Christian College, Craig Hunter. We've been chatting about getting the kids to get into some reading over the school holidays, particularly next week, Craig. It's going to be quite wet.
It's going to be wet, and who knows, with the lockdown, it's hopefully it picks up, but it is not really a... It's not really a beach kind of weather, is it? Let's be honest.
No, definitely not. Now, I'm really keen to know, what are your top five great books recommended for 8 to 12-year-olds? We are all ears.
Listen, the book that's actually helped both of my kids become excellent readers was Diary of a Wimpy Kid. For the last 10 years, I've seen kids around this age come alive reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Have you heard of this series?
No, but tell us more, Craig.
Oh, okay. It's a story of a boy at school Just some of the challenges and fun things he gets up to and mischief. And it's got little cartoons and text. And kids love the fact that it's got little cartoons in there and it's got text. It's been made into movies. It's about 15 books now in the series. But, you know, reluctant readers, and including my own kids, they just love these books. Girls, boys. So Diary of a Wimpy Kid, okay. I think most kids this age would have heard of it. That's number one.
Number one. Number two
is Dave Walliams. He is like the new Roald Dahl. Written many books like Rat Burger, Gangster Granny. Very fun. Crazy, crazy books. Like those Roald Dahl kind of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory kind of style. And okay. He's actually from Little Britain, which I wouldn't necessarily recommend, but certainly okay. His books are amazing. Rat Burger, one of his famous ones. That's number two. Number three I'm going to throw in there is a series of unfortunate events. I don't know if you saw in this movie, but it's a series of 12, 15 books by Lemony Snicket.
No, I haven't.
Very crazy, clever story about the Baudelaire twins, their baby brother. Their parents die, they inherit a fortune, and Count Olaf, which in the movie is played by Jim Carrey in one of the interpretations, which you can imagine,
classic.
Tries to steal their fortune. And it's just a great series. It's fun, it's clever storytelling, and kids love it. Mm-hmm. That's number three. Number four, I'm a big fan of two Australian writers. There's many great Australian writers, but one of them is Emily Rotter. She's written about 150 books, fantasy, things like Del Toro Quest, Rowan of Rin. I just love her stuff. She's just such a good writer. She really gets teenage, those 8 to 12-year-old and teenage kids. And her stories are so descriptive and imaginative and so good for kids as well. And the final one, you ready for it?
Yep, go.
A new writer, a bit like a Nancy Drew kind of writer. A lot of my kids are really enjoying it at school. Her name is R.A. Spratt. And it's like a detective story called Friday Barnes. So a lot of girls love it. 11-year-old detective. She's Aussie as well. And, a lot of girls love her stuff. So there you go. Five books that I
love
think.
Love it.
And series that your kids are going to enjoy. You can get from your local library or you can get them online as audiobooks and digital books as well.
Awesome, Craig. Hey, Craig, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Keen to find out from you. We've got another top five to come back with. What are your top five great books with faith-based values to inspire our kids? We'll chat about that next.
Great.
Good on you, Craig. My guest on the line this morning is regular guest Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. Back after this one. On 98.5, it is weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line this morning is Deputy Principal from Rehoboth Christian College, Craig Hunter. We've been talking about getting our kids into reading and over the school holidays, some great activities to do. Craig, you've just given us your top five books recommended for kids aged 8 to 12. And to finish off the day, you got your top five great books with faith-based values to inspire our kids.
That's it. And, you know, it's not easy to find books that are not preachy or a bit moralistic. And I find some Christian books sometimes can be a little bit like that. But there's some great books out there. And here's some tips so I want to say to you guys. And the first one is one that has been, underrated. He was famous in the 80s and 90s for his big epic spiritual warfare books. His name's Frank Peretti. He wrote This Present Darkness. But he's written a series of 8 books that he thought, you know what, I want to have an Indiana Jones style family that are archaeologists that go into these crazy places for God and discover things. And they're really good. They're called the Cooper Kids. The first one's called The Door in the Dragon's Throat. And they're really, really good, fun, interesting, really well written. He's a great writer and I definitely recommend his stuff.
Okay, this is number one. Number two.
That's number one. Number two, Bill Myers, My Life as a Smashed Burrito. Wally McDoodle. He's a bit of a crazy guy. Fun kind of Dave Walliams, Roald Dahl style. So really fun books. He's got about 15, 20 in that series.
Yep.
One with a little bit different is a guy called Tim Shoemaker. He's written a series of 3 or more called Code of Silence. And they're kind of difficult topics, a bit more for the older, maybe the tween. Okay. 10 to 15, Code of Silence about kidnapping, having courage in the middle of some really difficult situations and how these kids respond, this main character and his friends respond to some very difficult life situations. And really well written, really engaging, a bit for older kids, but also really good. Number four I want to throw in is just biographies. You know, that's great for our kids to read stories about William Booth, Bonhoeffer, Hudson Taylor. There's a great book my kids read by Ben Carson, the famous surgeon who's got a book called You Have a Brain, just about how he came from a very poor background and how, you know, he felt the call of God and then he actually went on to become the top surgeon and the top surgeon in America.
Wow.
And just by determination, by his trust in God and by his faith in him. And it's a great story about how you've got a brain, do your best, develop it, and really inspiring for our kids as well.
And finally,
last one.
Number five.
Number five, you can't go past good old Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah.
If your kids haven't read that series of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, every kid should read it. You can read it to them. They are a bit old school, but they're such great stories, and you can sort of watch the movie with a bit of popcorn as a treat afterwards as well.
Classic movie. Oh, Craig. Hey, that's really good. Really appreciate you coming on today and having a chat just ahead of the school holidays, and hopefully we will be back out doing lots of things next week, or from this afternoon, hopefully, so we'll wait and see what that looks like. Craig, enjoy the school holidays.
Thank you.
And
you have a good time down in Buzzley next week as well.
Yeah, week after. I'm here next week. It's the week after. But
okay.
Really appreciate you coming on and having a chat. And we look forward to continuing our discussions after the school holidays into Term 3.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Good on you, Craig. My guest on the line this morning has been Craig Hunter, Deputy Principal of Rehoboth Christian College. Here is another Craig, Craig David, and walking away. You're on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Nice to have your company on this Friday morning.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.